Brady Kachuk just continued. He's getting out from the pile here with a smirk on his face.
At the Rink with Gord Wilson.
I would like to think that it was my playing career that made them select me. But it really does feel truly special to have the support, not only from the group that put this bid together, but also all the fans that responded.
Gord, Daniel Alfredsson is going to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning to you. I'm just fine. Thank
Big
you,
day
sir.
Yesterday. Yeah. Big day.
Well, wasn't it? And wonderful news that broke just after 3 o'clock, shortly after 3. What a wonderful phone call that would have been for Daniel Alfredsson in Sweden. I think he's at home in Gothenburg, if I'm not mistaken. So very, very special. Very, very, as we've talked about for the last several weeks, Matt, very, very deserving as well. And fifth time's the charm, right? He's been eligible for the last 5 years, and it's going to look good on him. There's no question about that. Very deserving.
You've obviously seen his whole career right up close. And when for you did you realize that Daniel Alfredsson was a special player?
Well, I can tell you that I was told he's going to be a special player in his first training camp. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the Senators were in Canton, New York, close by for a training camp. They had bounced around a few times just to get themselves known and their name out there. And Rick Bowness, Daniel's rookie camp, Rick Bowness was the head coach, and a group of media guys were standing along the boards watching the practice begin, and Bonus came over to us and actually said to us, keep an eye on this guy. I can't remember what number he was. I think it was in his fifth. The number was in the 50s or 60s, but he said, keep an eye on this guy. His lower body is what's going to get him far. And we kind of looked at him and he said, he can skate like the wind. And he's as strong as anybody he's seen on skates. And so we were told then that he was going to be pretty special. And then you watch him go through his rookie season. And the rookie season for the Ottawa Senators, or his for the Ottawa Senators, was not a good one. Rick Bowness was the head coach to start the season. Davey Allison took over in December and coached for 25 games. And then Jacques Martin came in. And so three different coaches, yet he still wins Rookie of the Year in the NHL. It was from year one on that we knew he was going to be pretty good.
The stories of Daniel Alfredsson off the ice and just how much he's done for the community are well known, and we can dig into that in a second. But on the ice, is there a defining moment for you for Daniel Alfredsson? Like, when you think Daniel Alfredsson's hockey career, is there one moment you go back to? And I know that could be a tough question for a guy that had, you know, such a legendary career in this city, but is there one that stands out to you?
There's several, Matt. It's hard to pick just one, but certainly the 2012 All-Star game was very special. Dean and I actually got to call it. It was at Canadian Tire Center at the time, and we actually got to call it. So it was fun for him to be on the ice with the Sedin twins, who entered the hall with him yesterday, and just to be able to broadcast Henrik to Daniel, to Henrik to Daniel, to Daniel to Daniel to Henrik, and then the pucks in the back of the net with Alfredsson scoring. It was that was pretty cool. Obviously, the clinching goal against Buffalo on a Saturday afternoon to send Ottawa to its first Stanley Cup final. None better than to have the captain score it in overtime to help Ottawa advance. That was pretty memorable. His 400th goal to me stands out as one that I'll not forget, just because of the reaction he got from his young friend and teammate Erik Karlsson. It was a thing of beauty, and I believe probably a game winner as well. So lots of different on ice memories. There's no question about that. Yeah, it was. He was a fun guy to broadcast for sure. He highlighted most of my career so far.
You know, I was telling this story earlier. I found out I was moving to Ottawa. I got in the car to go find an apartment. I was driving down to Ottawa, and I turned on the radio and found out he had signed with Detroit. So that just is the timing of me getting into the city. Was he didn't play for the Ottawa Senators once I got here. But you move here and you realize very quickly how much he means to the community, right? And to the charity work that he did and all of that stuff. despite the fact that I never lived here while he played for the Ottawa Senators, it was obvious early on and still very obvious now just how important he was to the community, like off the ice, Gord, which if you live here, maybe just as important as what he did on the ice.
Yeah, without question. You know, I got an opportunity, and if you have ever met his brother, Henrik, you'll realize that the apple has, there were several apples that fell from the same tree. I met his father early on. Hasse was just a wonderful, wonderful man. And you could tell that just through upbringing, there was something special. The leadership qualities are one thing, but you have to enact. And Daniel did just that. He really, really went the extra mile to decide that Ottawa was going to be his home. And, you know, for a lot of young players coming from Europe to play hockey, they usually end up heading back home and making life after hockey back in their home country. And Daniel decided early on that Ottawa was going to be his next home, future home and longtime home and family home. And as a result, our community is blessed to have he and Bebe and the kids grow up as Ottawans. And believe you me, the city is much better for it. Daniel is one, but collectively with the Alfredson family here, we're in good shape for an awful long time here. He's very, very special. And yeah, the work that he has done off the ice for this community, for the mental health community, second to none. And we should all be very appreciative of that.
What a massive week for this team, right? I mean, we started late last week with the LeBreton Flats news and then the Daniel Alfredson news. I mean, the offseason's just starting, and none of this is really front office, you know, general manager type transactions, but it's what an incredible offseason for this team.
Good start so far, right? And this is something that the team, that the city needs as far as the team is concerned. And you know, it's a team that's missed the playoffs. If we want to transition to on-ice talk, it's a team that's missed the playoffs 5 straight years, and fans are tired of that. The organization is tired of that. So it's going to be a very large off-season as far as transforming this team. It's going to change a little bit. Every team goes through change. Colorado on their Stanley Cup win is going to change a little bit in the off-season and look differently starting next year. The Senators are no different. They have to. And so that brings an element of excitement as well. And that excitement starts July 7th when the draft is held and the Senators are holding the 7th overall card. Whether that gets traded or not remains to be seen. But there's talk of that in terms of trying to trade away a draft pick for a player who is going to be able to help the team immediately. And I know we've talked about this a lot over the last little while, but you know, there were veteran players who did speak on the end of season meetings with the general manager saying that they wanted some help and they wanted players instead of draft picks. And so, you know what, there's going to be an element of intrigue on that Thursday night, July the 7th, when the Senators are either at the podium making a pick or they are announcing, or the league is announcing, that there is a trade to be made, and the Senators are involved in that. So, yeah, lots of excitement still ahead, for sure.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. Before we let you go, we should quickly talk about someone else who's really important in this community, Luke Richardson, new head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks. That was pretty cool for him and his family yesterday.
Absolutely, and yes, you want to talk about rocks in our community. The Richardsons rank right up there, don't they? That just have done a tremendous amount of work in very trying times. I can't speak enough about Luke and his family, and certainly Luke is a hockey man. This is just a wonderful, wonderful, it's not a finale, obviously, but just it's a wonderful opportunity for him, someone who has paid his dues. That's the best way to describe Luke Richardson. He has worked extremely hard to get to this point, and you wish him nothing but the best. And the Hawks are another team that's going to be in transition, and they start with the transition of a new coach who's not new to the game and not new to coaching, just new to being having the title of being the head coach. But he's going to do a phenomenal job, no doubt about that.
All right, Gord, I know it's summer, so enjoy your summer. We're not going to wake you up every Tuesday and Thursday, but you better believe when there's news, we'll be calling you.
And I'll be standing by, Matthew. Thank you very much.
I can't wait. Enjoy the summer, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Cheers.
Gord Wilson, the Ottawa Senators color commentator on TSN 1200. The regular season, the playoffs done, and a big day for the Sens yesterday. So good to catch up with him. It's the Morning Rush.